Conclusion. Glossary of ASL terms and concepts. A glossary of American Sign Language, ASL, terms and concepts is an essential resource for anyone embarking on the journey of learning this rich and complex language. As you dive deeper into the world of ASL, you'll encounter a wide range of vocabulary, grammar structures, and cultural concepts that may be unfamiliar or challenging to grasp at first. By familiarizing yourself with these key terms and concepts, you'll build a strong foundation for our ongoing learning and engagement with the deaf community. One of the most fundamental terms in ASL is sign, which refers to the basic unit of meaning in the language. Signs are composed of specific hand shapes, movements, locations, and orientations, which combine to convey a particular concept or idea. Some signs are iconic, meaning that they bear a visual resemblance to the object or action they represent, such as the sign for tree or drink. Other signs are more abstract or arbitrary, with no clear visual connection to their meaning, such as the sign for love or language. Another crucial concept in ASL is the use of non-manual markers, which are facial expressions, head movements, and body postures that convey grammatical information or add emphasis to signs. For example, raised eyebrows and a slightly tilted head can indicate a yes, no question, while a furrowed brow and deep pursed lips can convey a negative or emphatic tone. Non-manual markers are an integral part of ASL grammar and are essential for expressing a wide range of meanings and emotions in the language. See. Classifiers are another important term in ASL, referring to hand shapes that represent a particular class or category of objects, such as vehicles, animals, or people. Classifiers are used to describe the size, shape, location, and movement of these objects in a visually descriptive manner. For instance, the bent V hand shape can be used as a classifier for a person walking, with the movement of the hand indicating the direction and speed of the person's motion. Classifiers allow signers to create vivid, spatially grounded descriptions and narratives in ASL. Fingerspelling is the process of spelling out words or names letter by letter using the ASL manual alphabet. Each letter of the English alphabet is represented by a distinct hand shape, which can be combined to spell out words that don't have a specific sign or to clarify the meaning of a particular sign. Fingerspelling is an essential skill for ASL learners, as it allows them to communicate specific names, technical terms, or words borrowed from English. Inflection in ASL refers to the ways in which signs can be modified to convey different meanings or grammatical functions. This can include changes in the speed, intensity, or repetition of a sign's movement, as well as the use of facial expressions or body shifts to indicate tense, aspect, or agreement. For example, the sign for walk can be modified with a rapid repeated movement to indicate walking quickly, or with a slow, exaggerated movement to indicate walking leisurely. Deaf culture is a broad term that encompasses the shared values, norms, traditions, and experiences of the deaf community. This includes a strong emphasis on visual communication, a sense of pride in deaf identity and history, and a commitment to advocacy and self-determination. For deaf individuals, understanding and respecting deaf culture is an essential part of learning ASL and engaging with the deaf community in a culturally sensitive and appropriate manner. Interpreting in the context of ASL refers to the process of facilitating communication between deaf and hearing individuals by translating spoken language into ASL and vice versa. Interpreters must have a deep understanding of both languages and cultures, as well as strong skills in translation, cultural mediation, and ethical decision-making. Interpreting is a complex and demanding profession that plays a crucial role in ensuring access and inclusion for deaf individuals in various settings, such as education, healthcare, legal proceedings, and social services. Other important terms and concepts in ASL include gamaco, depiction, the use of visual spatial techniques, such as classifiers and role shifting, to create detailed, three-dimensional descriptions or narratives in ASL. Gamaco, gloss, the WR. Written representation of an ASL sign or phrase using English words, often in capital letters, to prov. Id a rough translation or description of the sign's meaning. Gamaco, handshape, the configuration of the hand or hands used to form a particular sign, such as a fist, an open palm, or a specific finge. R arrangement. Gamaco, location, the space or body part where a sign is produced, such as the fora. D, chest, or neutral space in front of the signer. Gamaco, movement, the action or motion of the hand. S or body that forms a particular sign, such as a circular movement, a repeated tapping, or a direct ional path. Gamaco, orientation, the direction or angle at which the hand or palm is facing when prod. Using a sign, such as palm up, palm down, or palm forward. Gamaco, parameter, the four basic component. TS of an ASL sign, handshape, location, movement, and orientation, which combine to create meaning and distinguish one sign from another. Gamaco, register, the level of formality or informality in ASL communication, which can vary based on the social context, relationship between signers, and propos. Say of the interaction. Gamaco, role shifting, the process of taking on the persona or perspective of different characters in a narrative or dialogue by shifting the body, gaze, and signing space to mind. Icate changes in speaker or point of view. Gamaco, syntax, the rules and principles that govern the S. structure and order of signs in an ASL sentence or phrase, including the use of facial expressions, B. OD shifts, and spatial relationships to convey grammatical information. By familiarizing yourself with these key terms and concepts, you'll develop a more nuanced and comprehensive understanding of the ASL language and its underlying structures. This glossary serves as a starting point for your ongoing exploration of ASL linguistics, grammar, and usage, and will help you navigate the complexity and richness of this fascinating language. As you continue your ASL journey, remember that learning a new language is a lifelong process that requires patience, persistence, and a willingness to make mistakes and learn from them. Embrace the challenges and joys of this process, and seek out opportunities to engage with the deaf community and practice your skills in authentic, meaningful context. Ultimately, by building a strong foundation in ASL vocabulary, grammar, and cultural concepts, you'll not only enhance your linguistic proficiency but also deepen your appreciation for the incredible diversity and resilience of the deaf community. As you continue to learn and grow in your understanding of ASL, you'll open up new worlds of communication, connection, and cultural exchange that will enrich your life in countless ways.